You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With Snooki and Joey. It's happening with Snooki and Joey.
What was that dramatic music?
It's The Walking Dead.
Well, I'm the Laying Dead.
Welcome to It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. This is going to be the COVID edition because, yes, it happened. Me and Joey contracted the coronavirus. And to Snooki and Chris.
Yeah, you should all be wearing a mask right now because you can catch it through the phone.
So I figured today we can just talk about what we've been dealing with the past week and a half and what a nightmare. And it's definitely scary, but we're thankful for not being that bad. How do you feel right now?
Right now? Well, I also have to talk about I also had an accident in the home.
Well, yes, we'll get to that.
But I feel like shit. I still feel like shit. It's been a week. Today's 1 week since I tested positive. But I guess like the throat stuff is gone, but it's like the worst part's like the headache and the body aches. You like run down and feel like you have I do have a horrible disease, but it makes you feel like you're dying, which I could be.
I'm so annoyed because today I finally ordered a Starbucks and it came to my house and I was so excited to drink it because I haven't had it in like two weeks. And I finally sipped it and I was like, cool. I totally forgot that I can't freaking taste. So it literally tastes like warm pond water.
Yeah, I can't taste anything.
I'm so annoyed.
It went from like on and off, like you told me, like we're talking about losing taste and smell. That's one of the big symptoms of COVID, Marie.
And it happened.
But originally when Nicole started getting hers, I still had it. I still had my taste. And then she went all the way out. And then I was in and out. I was like, you know, some things I tasted, something I didn't. And now it's completely gone. And I haven't eaten in 3 days because I have no desire to. There's no point.
Same. So it's kind of a blessing because yeah. I definitely was at a plateau with working out and not losing weight. So I probably lost like 5 pounds this week from just not eating because, first of all, I can't taste anything. So what's the point? But also, I'm just not hungry.
I'm not hungry. And it just pisses you off. It's like, it just fucks with you. And you're like, what the fuck? Because you can't taste it. I mean, it seems like first world problems. I mean, that's like the least of the problems with the
COVID. Right.
But it is like no. Annoying fucking thing. Like, I have no desire. Like, I just want to like, I roll my eyes every time I look at the kitchen. Like, it's like, I have food in my house that I want to eat. But it's like, you can't even enjoy it. And it's just, it's like, it's fucking a nightmare.
Same. And then also with no smelling, I didn't realize how much I smelled things. So like, I was doing the laundry and I realized like how much I use my nose to like smell things and, you know, just like cleaning the house and stuff like that. So I can't smell a damn thing. I literally changed the baby's diaper. He did like a monster shit and I couldn't smell it at all.
Yeah, I hate that. And I want to like be cozy with my candles and stuff. But it's like, why waste these expensive candles? I can't even smell them. That's
so crazy.
And also, if there's a fire or a gas leak in my house, I could be.
You wouldn't even know, bitch.
No, because I can't smell anything.
You wouldn't even know. So we'll just start from the beginning. So, first of all, when I did break the news, because I ended up breaking the news on Instagram, you guys saw my post. I had flowers. So it was Valentine's Day.
Right.
And my sister-in-law, some of my sister-in-laws ended up testing positive, and I was just with them on Super Bowl because I'm with my family every Sunday. So I decided to have them, the same people that I see every Sunday, over for my Super Bowl commercial. And, you know, we made wings or whatever, basically the same thing we do every Sunday, same people. It wasn't a party. And, she was like, yeah, I just tested positive. And then the other one did. So I was like, oh my God, it's happening. So then I went to get the rapid and it was positive. And I'm like, oh shit. And then I don't know if it was like in my head or not, but I just started to feel shitty, like right away. I was like, my body was weak. I had to, you know, I had to take a nap. It was just crazy. It was weird. So that was crazy. And so when I posted it, I don't know if you read the comments, but it's just insane at the amount of COVID shaming that people do. Like, I feel like all of you know me, and me and Joey, like, we hardly go out anywhere. We don't travel. We hardly like go out to dinner. Like, you know, we do once in a while to support local businesses when we feel it's safe, but like to travel and like do all this shit. Like, I don't go anywhere without my mask. I'm always home with the kids. And you know, me and Joey have been very cautious in taking this pandemic very seriously.
I know. I can't believe it's a whole year we went without getting it. And then the 1 year mark of COVID, we caught it.
Yeah. So right when I posted, there was a ton of COVID shaming about my Super Bowl party and all this shit. Like, bitches, I've been seeing my family for like 3 months now, every single Sunday. It was the same thing. And, you know, the people that I know that are so careful, like they never leave their house. They still get groceries sent to them. They don't go anywhere. And the one time they go to the post office with their mask, they end up getting it. So it's basically like inevitable at this point. Like, you know, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to end up contracting it because it's everywhere. So the COVID shaming is really, really sad to see, I have to say.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, we've been so careful. And you can be so careful. You can be like, you know, the best person in the world at it, and you can still get it. It's like, it's festering literally everywhere. And I think I got it from you, I think, right?
Yeah, because I ended up getting it from my family. And then
I
got tested. And then you saw me because we did virtual press.
Right.
And you were doing my makeup. So then that's how you got it.
And then I called you and I was like, oh, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. I hope, please don't tell me I gave it to you. Like, I thought I got it from somewhere.
No, but then I was like, how would you give it to me if you tested and were negative before you came to do my makeup? So yeah, then I was like, wait. And then after you texted me, that's when I heard of my family being positive. So I was like, oh my God. So yeah, it happened. And I feel like I had it for like 4 days and I didn't know. I was asymptomatic. And then on the fifth day, I was on the couch all day. Like I had Gianni run to the store because I was like, my sinuses are terrible. I can't breathe. My throat hurts. My ear hurts. My head felt like really congested and heavy. So I had him go get me like Mucinex and cough drops and all this stuff. And I was on the couch all day Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday I started to feel better. And Sunday I was moving around. And then that's when I found out Sunday that they were positive. So I was probably, when I found out I was positive, I was probably already on like day 8.
Yeah, because you got better quicker than I did, but you had it longer than I did though.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
So right now is day 12, I believe. And they say technically when you have it for 10 days and you take a test, you're going to show up negative because it's through your system. And technically you're not contagious, but you know, we still have to stay in quarantine for another week and the kids can't go to school for another week. So it's just going to be an ongoing nightmare until this is all over. But, you know, for me, my symptoms, they were mild, thank God. And I feel like it's because I am so active in the gym and like running and, you know, I work out constantly. So I feel like that definitely had a factor in it. But I definitely drank a ton of fluids you guys. I slept when I wanted to. Like, I know, you know, I felt guilty sleeping all day because, you know, who wants to sleep every single day for 4 days straight? I felt like an asshole, but I did it. And I feel like I recovered that much quicker.
Yeah. I've been sleeping like a bear for the past mm-hmm. 3 days. I haven't left my bed. Last night I had such a bad migraine last night. And that's the other thing. It's like migraines behind your eyes. It's like,
excruciating. Oh yeah. I didn't get those that bad.
And I'm just like nauseated all the time. It's just gross. You just feel like disgusting. Like every bone, I can feel like every hair in my body. Like it's painful. Like every hair on my body, you can feel individual hairs and it's all painful.
So do you think your COVID experience was mild or more like severe?
No, more severe. I mean,
what was the worst part?
Everyone is different. I mean, thank God I'm not hospitalized from it as of right now. You know, everyone's is different, but I think, you know, this is like, you know, if you compare it to like the worst flu you've ever had, this is like 10 times worse, the worst flu I've ever had. Like, I've never been this sick in my life.
Oh my God.
I never get sick. Like once in a while, I used to get like, you know, strep throat once in a while when I was like in high school and stuff, but I haven't been sick in probably 20 years like this in my whole life. And just feels like there's no end. And the days like all run into each other and you're just like, and I'm by myself too. But that's another thing that sucks. Like I can't, you know, I can't make myself food or anything, or, you know, I have to make myself food. I can't like go, I don't have anyone here like helping me do anything. So it's just like,
well, you have Lear. I saw Lear. She was doing a few stories and she dropped you off food and everyone was like, do you have it too? And Lear's like, no, I haven't seen Joey in 10 days. Like everyone was freaking out that Leah had it. And then everyone was freaking out that my trainer had it, Anthony, but he tested negative.
Yeah. No, Leah's been coming by. She drops things off in the middle of the door. So we don't run into each other. But yeah, I can't even eat now. So it's like, what's the point? But
same
tail end of it. And I just like start feeling better. Like, I mean, like I was starting to feel better one day. So then I got this mystery box in the mail from a crusader. Thank you so much.
I forgot. So cute.
So yeah. So she had to have my address. I don't know how, but that's okay. And she sent me all these things. She said her father had it. And he was like, she thought he was going to die because he was very, very, a bad case for it. Like he has a bunch of health problems and she was sure he was going to die. And she like took care of him and like nursed him back to health. And he like survived from it. He was like older and stuff. So she sent me all the stuff that she used on him. She sent me like this, the cold and flu and the Pepcid AC. Everyone tells you to take Pepcid AC.
Yes. I read that. It's like a cure for it.
I don't know why. I mean, taking it every day.
I don't know.
But apparently it keeps people out of the hospital. So I've been taking Pepcid AC and then she gave me this Vicks VapoRub steamer inhaler, which you fill with water and it boils and like you steam your breath. And
like a nebulizer?
I don't know. It's like a thing you put steam in it. And you like put your face up to it and it's supposed to like open your lungs up.
Yeah, it's like a nebulizer.
Yeah. So I got that and then all this other stuff. So I'm in the bed. And again, I've been just like in my bed. I haven't showered in weeks until this happened to me. So I'm sitting there with the thing on my bed, crisscross applesauce, fully nude. And
you guys, listen to this. Get ready.
So I'm still fucked up from it.
So, you sound fucked up. You sound like you went through it, bitch.
No, I'm going. This is like, I feel like I've been run over twice by two trucks. sorry if I'm not funny, everyone. It's like, you know.
Everyone likes this.
So I'm sitting there and I have this steamer on and then putting my face up to it. And I was at my last Instagram post. That's what it was last thing. And I'm putting my face up to it. And then I was like, oh, that's cute. And I was like trying to pose with it. Like I was trying to pose with the steamer.
I wish you had a nest in your room.
No, if you would have seen it, it was like, I would be so terrified to see my face. Cause I was, so I'm posing with this thing, trying to get an Instagram shot. And then the water, the thing breaks apart and the boiling water pours all over my pishkadil, my bolina.
Joey burned his dick.
I burned my dick off. Like third degree burns. Not third, they're second degree burns. And boiling water went all over my dick. And if you could have seen my face, it was probably like Looney Tunes or fucking where like it goes, where they scream and like smoke comes out of your ears and they fly off the bed. And
did you cry? What was the noise that came out of you?
I immediately threw. It was the most painful thing I've ever had in my life. So I put water on my dick and balls and on my pubes.
It's like you had a baby.
It was the most painful thing I've ever had. And then, so I'm sitting there. So I jump right in the shower and then I'm just started vomiting in the shower because it was the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. I was like literally just projecting.
You started vomiting?
Yeah, it was the most painful thing. It was that painful that my body was just rejecting it. Like it was
ridiculous.
It's happening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, so what did the doctor say? Did you get any like degree burns?
Well, they didn't look at my dick, but I did have, so I had that at night, and I had COVID, so I can't go to the hospital because first of all, I was afraid to go to the hospital because I was afraid, I have superstitions about that. Like, I'm afraid I have COVID, I'm going to go to the hospital and I'm never going to get out. They're going to like find something wrong with me and like, I'm going to end up dying.
They'll lock you away in a quarantine.
You and like be like on a ventilator. Like, I was not going to a hospital for it. So I was like, okay, so I do a virtual appointment. So I called the virtual appointment lady. And I said, okay, I burned myself there. She didn't look at my dick or anything, but she told me to go to the hospital to get a tetanus shot and to get to the burn unit. I was like, then it started getting, it was like the most painful thing in the world. So I had to put ice on it. I had to shave my pubes because I had to make sure to get to the medicine. I had like some antibiotic cream I can put on it. It's still really sore, but it doesn't look like it's going to fall off.
Do you have blisters?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like disgusting. They're not oozing or anything, but it's like, Uzi.
You probably got like a second degree burn.
Yeah, no, it's for sure a second degree because I Googled all the symptoms.
Wait, so what do you do for that? Just put cream on it?
I mean, you're supposed to go to the doctor, but I haven't gone yet because I'm so sick. So on the top of the-
Oh my God.
Feeling the most fucked up I ever felt. Then having my dick burned off, like I can't even like- And actually, you have to lay on your stomach because you're not allowed to lay on your back. So now I have to lay on my stomach where I've on my balls and dick that are, I have to lay on that part. That fucking, you know, because you're not allowed to lay on your back with COVID because your lungs will get fucked up. So you have to lay on your stomach. So that means I have to lay on the,
yes.
I have to lay on my stomach, which is uncomfortable as hell. And then plus my dick's on fire. So it's like that is killing. So I have to like, it's the most excruciating thing. Every day sucks.
You are a nightmare.
No, it's a fucking nightmare. And I just want this to go away. Like I want my, like the only thing I have looked forward to today, besides like, you know, meeting Jesus and my mother, is that RuPaul's Drag Race is on. And that's like the only thing that I look forward to every week.
Yes, queen.
Oh, that's
like, honestly, I have to say, because I feel like both of us are suffering from it right now, is like COVID depression. It's a real thing. And I actually was on Clubhouse. Oh, I have to talk to you about Clubhouse.
Wait, you joined?
Yes, I did. I have to tell you about it.
I did
so
too.
Clubhouse, they were doing a talk about COVID and like not only, you know, like what's it called? Not only like symptoms that you get from it, but like mental symptoms as well. And they were talking about COVID depression and how like it really messes you up because not only are you like, you know, physically dying, but you're mentally dying, so you have to quarantine and be away, and then you're thinking all of these thoughts, and it's just really depressing because you don't feel good, and then you're not like doing your daily schedule. And for me, I really started to feel it yesterday and today, and it's not just like the quarantine, but I think it's the fact that like my kids can't go to school for another 2 weeks because, you know, they have guidelines to where even if they do test negative for like a week and a half, they still have to stay home. It's just like this crazy, crazy thing. So my kids have to stay home and, you know, they're 8 and 6. So them doing virtual is fine. But then when they're not doing virtual, it's just like they're running around. It's crazy. Like my house, like we're just good on a schedule and we're just not on a schedule. So I feel like that started to, you know, get to me, and then me not being able to leave the house and, you know, like do my store stuff and like, you know, do like my mommy errands. It's just like, it's getting to me. And I feel like today was like a rough patch for me this morning. I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not myself. And Gianni's like, you know, what's wrong with you? You seem depressed. So I'm like, I am. I was like, this is a lot.
Wait, so they can't go to school because you have COVID?
Yeah, so I'm quarantined for my kids, and they can't go for another 14 days. So they can't go back till March 1st, and they have to test negative. And I'm already testing negative. So, I mean, I still don't understand, like, the regulations and rules when it comes to that, but obviously I'm abiding by them, you know. But it's definitely a lot. And I feel bad for the kids because now they're stuck in the house and we're all stuck in the house, but we got to do what we got to do.
Gianni doesn't have it?
No. So everyone is good. And I think it's because I was sitting by, like, literally directly by the person that had it. So it makes sense.
And you two are slob kebabs wasted together. So you're probably like licking off each other's sandwiches and stuff.
I mean, that wasn't happening, but we were literally, you know, a foot, we were inches away from each other talking. So it is what it is. And I feel like the worst is behind us and we're going to heal and we're going to be better and, you know, move on from this crazy chapter in our lives.
You know how they say there's all different kinds of people have it all different ways? Like some people like just have, like our friends had it. And like one of them felt nothing and just lost her taste like a few days, a day or so. And then the other one had like, you know, fever and like a little,
right,
for a little bit. And then it was fine after 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have the Khloe Kardashian flavor because remember she was sick and dying in her bed for two weeks.
Yes.
I think I got the flavor she got because that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm in my bed, like, and like, well, like, you know, what's the word?
Well, I consider you high risk. So.
Appreciate it. No, I am high risk.
Yeah.
Fat, and I'm old and I smoke.
Yeah. So I feel like it definitely hit you harder. And I feel like it didn't hit me as hard because I'm always active and I run 3 miles a day and, you know, I try and eat really good. So I feel like that definitely helped. But yeah, so I went on Twitter, you guys, and I asked you if you wanted to ask us some questions about our COVID edition podcast. And Jetta Fish One asks, did you cry or feel bad when you found out that you were positive? I see this often in patients and they say it feels very surreal. Jetta, first of all, thank you for your services as a nurse. We love you so much. And did I cry? Yes, I cried. And I thought it was the end of times for me.
I cried too. Because it was like,
who'd you call? Did you call Poppy and cry?
No, I called you first.
And then you call Poppy. How was your conversation with Poppy?
He goes, what? He thought it was lying to him. He goes, what does this mean for me? I said, you. I didn't see you, bitch. I said, I'm about to die. He was like, he was shocked because, like, you know, it's almost like you hear about it happening all across the world, and, like, it can never happen to me kind of thing.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people think about it. And I think that's how his mentality was, like, that, like, you know, oh, it's like, you know, and he knows that we're really careful. Yeah.
And I think it's also scary because everyone says that you never know how it's going to hit you. So I cried, yes. And Gianni was laughing at me and everyone was laughing at me because I was so dramatic. Samantha Cauldron. She wants to know how we spent our downtime. Lots of sleeping, binging any specific shows. Is that the burn unit?
No, it was Leah.
So I've been sleeping a lot, but also, you know, since I was in bed, just answer her. Say we're doing our podcast.
I'm doing the podcast. I'll call you back. Fucking bitch.
So since I was in my bed and, you know, trying to recover, I did end up binging The Walking Dead again, and I'm watching all that because the new season is coming back soon. So I did The Walking Dead. What did you do?
I watched, what did I watch? I watched that silly show that you wanted me to watch. The Teacup Lane, Firefly Lane.
And you loved it.
I did, but I got at the end, I stopped watching it because I was like dragging on. Like, what happened at the end? Did she have a baby with that guy?
No, so do you want to know the spoilers?
Well, it's not a spoiler. I mean, I got to the last episode, I think. I mean.
No, it doesn't tell you what happened. I had to Google it.
Oh, so how did it end?
So it ended with them not talking. So we don't know why they have a fight.
Why are Tully and them not talking? That's what I meant.
You want to know why? Because they ended it on a cliffhanger.
Oh.
I'll text you it because I don't want anyone to be upset. But this is based off books. I didn't know there was a book. And I guess there's a second book. So I think a season two is coming. But it was so cute. You didn't enjoy it?
I did enjoy it a lot. No, I did. It reminded me so much of us.
It was so cute.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It just at the end, it was like dragging on. And like, I couldn't. And she was like with that guy trying to have a baby. Does she ever have a baby?
It shows you what happened.
I didn't really watch.
Okay. She had a miscarriage and it was really sad.
Oh no.
Yeah. And it was like a huge episode. I can't believe you missed that.
I missed it. But you know what? I don't think she should have that baby anyway with that stranger. It's like.
Well, I actually love them together. But yeah. So we have a ton of questions here. Let's see.
Are you still taking 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day?
Yeah. I have these gummies that I'm taking. That's vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc all in one.
Where'd you get that from?
CVS. Oh, so they said, how did we celebrate our Valentine's Day?
Oh.
So Valentine's Day, I ended up posting the picture, like, you know, saying respect my privacy. But Valentine's Day, I found out in the morning. And I was so upset because me and Gianni never do dates. And my mom was going to come down and she was going to watch the kids while me and him, like, do a nice, like, boozy date. And I ended up finding out it was positive. And obviously, like, my mom's not coming down. We're not going on a date. We're quarantining and we're figuring this out. So I was really upset that we didn't get to do our cute date because I found this really cute Italian restaurant in Chatham that I wanted to go to. And yes, I heard it's amazing.
So good. It's BYOB, though.
Well, that's fine. But I was annoyed, like, we couldn't do that. But it was cute because, you know, the day before, I ended up getting Gianni a card and I got the kids everything. So when I woke up, I saw flowers that were thrown in my room with a box of chocolates and a card from the kids. So my kids literally threw the flowers in and the chocolates and ran because they didn't want to get sick. They thought I was like a monster. But the fact that they did that was really cute.
What did Lorenzo say to you in the hallway?
Oh, so I passed him. I was literally on the other side of the house and I was walking back upstairs because I had to get water. And he goes, "Ew, mom, don't touch me." I'm like, are you kidding, son? So rude. So they were really mean to me because they thought I was like a boogie monster, but it's fine. This is a good one. Portia Moore, she says, "I know Joey naturally has anxiety, but are either of you feeling it during this time? And if so, how are you dealing with it? Sending you lots of love and positive vibes." How's your anxiety during COVID?
I gotta say. My dick is starting to scab up. Is that good?
That is so freaking nasty.
Is that bad or good?
I mean, I feel like it's good because it's healing, but you definitely keep ointment on that.
I will. I should go to the doctor. Anyway, so you know what I realized? That it's not mind over body, but it kind of is in a way. And like when you're forced with something so scary like this, like I had to, you don't have a choice to be anxiety ridden. You have to like think about, listen to your body and like your fucking everything. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, in a way I was like, you know, I'm terrified, but I can't let this thing consume me. I have to be on top of like how I'm feeling, like what is going on, and like not right. getting my head and not making myself feel like having hypochondria, making me feel like I have symptoms that I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, making you feel worse than you already do.
It's in a way you had to just fucking grow the fuck up really quickly and just accept it for whatever.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
No, you had to, because that's how you can just, it can succumb to the disease, and that's how you become bedridden or in the hospital or go into a coma. When you give into,
oh my God,
give into these feelings. So I just kind of had to, I had to put my anxiety aside and just fucking man up and be like, you're not going to let this fucking kill you. Just like, you know, accept it, listen to your things, take care of yourself. And just like, you can't be scared of it.
It's happening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
All right, so Trisha Greco, she said, what was the most surprising symptom, most physical part of COVID, a worst physical part? So what was the most surprising symptom and then the worst physical part? Goodbye.
The part for me was the body aches and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, because you just feel so run down. You feel like you have, like your big body's being poisoned. I can only imagine, like, this is what it feels like that people have, like, go through like chemotherapy or something like horrible that's poisoning their body.
Oh, what a sin.
You know what I mean? Like when you have poison in your body, I feel like my yes. whole body is poisoned. That's what it feels mm-hmm. like. And I can only imagine that's like what, when someone goes through like a treatment like chemotherapy or radiation or something like that, where your body's physically being attacked and poisoned.
Yeah.
I can only imagine it's probably 10 times worse, I'm sure. I'm not comparing this to cancer by any means. But it's just like, you know, the whole, how every inch of your body is excruciating and nauseating, and like every time you move or breathe, it's like you want to throw up. It's like your whole body hurts.
And what's the most surprising symptom?
I don't know. I mean, sleeping a lot is you know, strange. Like I could just literally sleep all day and not even think about
it. I feel like we could do that anyway.
Yeah.
if we had the opportunity, we could sleep all day.
I think is the worst, I think, because I mean, I've had like sinus infections before where you could taste a little bit. This is like fucking 0%. Like I can't, if I was like licking, I was eating garlic cloves like they were, and it tastes like marshmallows. It's like there's like nothing to it. It's just like eating it. You can't taste or smell a thing. And like truly, there's like not even a hint of taste or smell.
Yeah, so annoying. So I think the most surprising part is definitely that. Because you know, I've read that everyone loses their taste and their taste and their smell, but I was like, is that really gonna happen? And then it did literally so quickly, and then I was so annoyed because my family who tested positive as well, they still have their taste and smell. So I'm like, cool. Like, why just me? And then Joey told me that he chugged a Gatorade and it tastes like toilet water. And I was like, yes, thank God that he's suffering with me because this is terrible. So definitely the no taste and smell. The worst physical part I would say is the body aches. Mine wasn't that bad, but it definitely, you know, I walked up the stairs and I felt like I just ran a marathon. Like my body was weak and I never really felt that before. So yeah, I didn't like that part.
I'm getting phlegm too. Did you get phlegm coming up?
No. So my sister-in-law said she has really bad phlegm. I didn't really get that bad phlegm.
It's not, mine's not bad, but it happens every couple of days.
Let's see. Ew. Someone said, am I too tight? You know, it's like one of those bots that always talk about sex.
Sick
freak. James wants to know, real James Kofi, is Tim even real? LOL.
Yes, I talked to him today.
No, you didn't.
Well, because I sent him that thing I sent you with the girls when a guy gets up to go to bed and he's like in the bathroom.
You sent that to him?
Yeah, because that's us.
And what do you say?
He didn't reply, but he opened it. Mm-hmm.
Does he know you have COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, Tim's real. He's so hot. Should we jump into slip gossip?
Yes, please proceed. And then I'll see if there's any more interesting questions.
Okay, I have my notes here.
Oh, let's talk about Britney first.
Oh, I don't have her on my list. Please elaborate.
Wait, so I feel like Britney's dad got denied control of her money.
So she got it back?
Oh, I don't know.
Project Rose?
I thought you would have this information.
Sorry. I'm done.
Well, I think Britney is starting to gain control, because I feel like with her documentary, how do you say it? Documentary? I feel like everyone is seeing what went on, and I feel like it's just gonna help the girl out, and she's gonna gain control of her life, and she's gonna be a queen again.
But yeah, hopefully she gets her money back.
Yes.
My first topic on the Corona cross carousel is Meghan Marie Harry. Meghan Harry, they're having a baby.
Congratulations.
So Prince Meghan and Princess Meghan and Prince Harry are having baby number two. Now, as you've reported, last year they applied to leave the royal family and move to California. And then today, so get this. So now they announced baby number two, and they live in California, and they are going to be doing a tell-all interview. And before they did this,
oh my God, is that allowed?
No, well, it wasn't allowed until now, because now the queen got caught of this. So Oprah Marie got the exclusive interview, the exit interview.
Of course she did.
So Oprah got the interview with Meghan and Harry, that she announced her baby, and it's a tell-all about what happened, the ins and outs of all the shady shit. But the queen caught wind of this, so she had to go and write in stone that they're physically removed from the family and they're no longer part of the family at all. So she had to write in stone today that they're no longer part of the family. So anything they say, that doesn't matter, because they don't live there anymore. They don't work there anymore. And they're not family anymore. Well, they're still family, but they're not working members of the
royal family.
Royal family. And Chris. So that's that. And so Oprah's going to be doing the tell-all interview. And you know that Meghan's going to be chirping like a little bird, because everyone was saying that everyone hates her because she's black. In the royal family, that's what the royals were saying. But everyone says they hate her because she's a manipulative bitch. So Princess Diana was the same way. She didn't follow the rules, and she was a legend. So I just can't wait to see what's happening. I want to see what the tea was, if that other sister was being a bitch to her. What's her name? The other lady,
Kate.
Kate Middleton. I want to see if she was being a bitch to her. I'm going to see if the brother was jealous.
I heard she's a bitch.
She seems like it. And so does her sister, Pippa. Wait, so do you think that... Oh, because, wait, is... there's a chance that him and her will become the king and queen, right? Kate and...
Yeah, they're next in line.
That's what I mean. So I think that's why Harry and the other one were like, fuck it. We never have a chance to become king and queen, because...
But I feel like they also didn't want to. I feel like they're not like that. They don't want that responsibility.
So I can't wait to see the Oprah interview. Now, I think they're neighbors. I think they moved next door to each other in California.
I love Oprah.
Yeah, me too. We should text her.
We should meet her.
Fourth time's a charm. Now, my friend Paris Marie Hilton got engaged on her 40th birthday for the fourth
time. I saw. I can't believe she's 40. Oh, my God.
So Paris Hilton, happy birthday. You're welcome to the 40-40 club. But she's also her fourth engagement. She's never made it down the aisle, so this is no divorce. At least she knows better than to actually get to the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, F this, it's not working.
But this guy seems like, his name is Carter Rehm.
I hope that he loves her for her, because I feel like anybody would want to marry Paris. Not only is she hot and beautiful, but she's a millionaire, and of course they're going to gain all of that with marrying her. So I hope he genuinely loves her.
Yeah. So Paris Hilton, oh yeah, that's right. I hope that this guy, because she had a documentary that came out, and she's she really showed her true self and stuff like that. And I can imagine how people can be clingy, but this guy doesn't seem like he's a thought, looking for attention. He seems like he's got his shit together.
I hope so.
So hopefully, yeah, maybe this is the one that sticks. And I don't know what the ring looks like, but it's another huge emerald cut, $10 million ring, something like that.
Get it, girl.
So congratulations. Texas, Marie and Chris, is not doing great. Texas is under siege.
Oh my God. So everybody in Texas, I am so sorry.
Yes.
This is insane.
No, it really is. And I was looking for things. Maybe you can do that while I'm talking, for charities. I looked into charities, but basically let me tell you what's happening. Texas is frozen over. So Texas never experienced the weather like this who is this? Experience weather like this in their lives because it's a warm climate. And they...
Yeah, they're not equipped to deal with freaking snow and ice.
So snow and ice, but that's
what
like,
is happening?
So what happened is now it became a natural disaster. Everyone's homes lost power and the water... Oh my God.
Who is calling you?
Well, the water pipes all froze and it's like raining inside everyone's houses. No one has lights. The heat is all off. So everyone's freezing to death in their house. There's no food because grocery stores are all, you know, sold out. And
but also nobody's open because nobody's going to work.
Well, it's like, it's just like Hurricane Sandy. When we experienced Hurricane Sandy, remember we had no lights for 2 weeks and we had no
crazy
raining inside.
And then the freaking governor, the governor of Texas decides to get on a plane and go to Cancun so he doesn't have to deal with it. Are you kidding?
He's a state assembly member or state legislator, or he's a state person.
Oh, girl, bye.
He's whatever he is. And he was, so the story is, he's the whatever he is. I don't know, but he's the governor or something like that. He was seen on a plane going to Cancun with his daughters and his wife. And then he got caught, obviously, and he had to make a statement. He says, oh, my daughters, it was unbearable for them at the house. They wanted to go on a vacation with their friends. So I flew down with them to drop them off. It's like, but the mother there, like you had to
really
the mother. So he obviously was caught in a lie.
Like, the mother.
The mothers. Okay. That he had to fly down with them. And he was only going for one day to drop them off. It's like, why would you go to drop them off? You know what the fuck you were doing. You're escaping the risk.
Yeah, you idiot.
And it's like, it just goes to show you that no one fucking cares. Politicians are all crooked.
Yes. Agreed. So I'm looking up charities right now, and I know a lot of people obviously
Food Bank of Texas. Food Bank of Texas. You can definitely do Red Cross.
Yes.
You can definitely do Red Cross and the Salvation Army, like, you know, things like that. Food Bank USA, all those regular ones. But I was trying to find more like local ones. I know Austin is Austin and Houston are really, really bad. Dallas is really bad. And just people just need, they need shelter. They need food. They need clothes. They need generators. They just need any help that we can get. This is something like, you know, oh my God,
dude, literally shut your shit off. Who's calling you at a time like this? Respect our privacy. This is our COVID edition.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
So in Austin, you guys can go to Sunrise Homeless Navigation Center. This is where I'm going to go. And they posted a list of needed supplies that could be purchased on Amazon. So you could purchase it right through Amazon and it ships right to them.
So that's
Sunrise Homeless Navigation Center. But then in the Austin area, there's Front Steps. So they're asking for blankets because a lot of people need blankets. They're freezing. Blankets, pillows, coats, all of that stuff. And then... obviously, for the animals, we can't leave the animals out. The Austin Pets Alive Foundation is asking for supplies because all the animals are freezing.
Wait, he left his dog in his freezing cold house when he went to Cancun.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
the guy?
He left his dog in the house. There was videos of the dog waiting in the window in the freezing cold house with no power.
He needs to be put to jail.
And
he said
the security guard was watching. There was a security guard like that was parked outside of the house who was supposed to be feeding the dog while they were gone.
His name's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, yeah.
freaking moron. He needs to go to jail. I'm over him.
A little white poodle. But people are freezing in their house. Like, it can be cold in the house, but there's no heat. And they don't have insulation in houses like that, I don't think. I don't know. I'm guessing they don't. I don't know. But, like, you know, because the house
is – Texas is literally by Mexico. So I feel like it's always hot over there.
Yeah, so they don't have, like, things, and especially for cars and things. They're sliding down roads. They don't have, like, the things to deal with a snowstorm. And this is the first time it's happened.
Right.
It's literally raining and people are freezing to death in their houses. 24 are dead. God rest their souls. So to Texas and Chris, our thoughts and prayers are...
Yes, what is this world?
And I'm sorry that your fearless leader is a fat slob who goes to Cancun instead of watching.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I have to deal with that. So annoying.
In other news... No, so yeah, so definitely find your local charities where you can donate and send help, and we'll get through this, hopefully.
Yes, we love you.
In other news, Kendall Marie Jenner has a new tequila out. It's called 818, and she's getting a lot of backlash as well. She said she's stealing from the Mexican culture.
But I also didn't even know she drank.
I think she drinks.
See, you know what I'm so annoyed about is, like, our brand, me and you, our brand is known for wine. We love wine. How come we can't jump on the freaking wagon and have a bottle of wine? But Kendall Jenner, who is not known for drinking, especially tequila, has a freaking tequila line. Like, I just don't understand it.
I understand. So it's definitely privileged. She said that she's always liked it. I mean, I'm glad it's not another fucking makeup line. I'm glad they're branching out.
I mean, same. At least she's helping people get drunk. But still, yeah. Girl, where's our wine?
Try it. I mean, I'm tried and true to my Casa Dragones tequila, which is owned and operated by a Mexican woman. And I love that tequila, but I definitely will try the A18 because, you know, I love tequila and I like trying new things. But yeah, so she's branching out with that, and everyone is, you know, hating on her because she's, you know, a young, successful businesswoman.
Everyone always hates on her, but you know what I have to say? She is freaking stunning.
See her in that red outfit?
Wow, she's so beautiful. Like,
oh my God.
I hate her. Why does she have to look like that?
She in Skims outfit. She was modeling, and they were
stunning. And I always think, like, Kim looks gorgeous and Kylie, but her standing next to both of them, I'm like, girl.
Yeah, she's just too hot. You can't stand next to a supermodel.
Oh, I would never. We would look like fat trolls next to her.
Oh my God, no.
Wait, did we take a picture with her? Or she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. It was everyone else but her.
Oh yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Nikki, okay, so remember the show you made me watch?
Which one?
Your Honor.
Oh, so good. Did you finish the last episode?
No.
Okay, well, the season finale happens. So good.
So it actually happened in real life, like fully real life.
What?
With Nicki Minaj's dad.
Oh my God, I saw this. What a sin.
This is a real story. So Nicki Minaj's dad was in, I don't know where he was. He was somewhere walking on the street.
Terrible.
An older man, it's like 72-year-old man, was driving and was slid on the ice, and he ran him over and he hit him. The guy, old man, got out of the car to check on him and then got back in his car, drove home, and hid his car in the garage until days later when the cops traced him and found him, and he turned himself in.
How old was he?
He's old. He's like 71, I think, or 72. But they said if he called the cops at the scene, nothing would happen if he wasn't on drugs or drinking. But he obviously was intoxicated if he would have left like that. That's the only reason he would have left.
Was he intoxicated or was he just old and senile?
Got him days later.
Oh, yeah. So I guess you would just assume that he was.
Yeah, but if he would have called the cops and he wasn't drinking or driving, there was nothing wrong, and he
had
a real accident, he wouldn't have been charged for murder.
No, he definitely got spooked and he fucked up.
He was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And he drove away.
Oh, poor Nicki Minaj.
I know, her dad passed away. He didn't die out in the scene. He died the day after from complications.
Oh my God, what a sin. I can't.
That's okay. So if you ever hit someone, don't leave the scene because you'll get in trouble.
Yes, bitch, please don't leave.
So this is Sex and City reboot is looking like a real shit show. No one wants to work there.
So it's not happening?
No, it's happening. But no one else is coming back. So we talked last week that Samantha is not coming back. And even if they offered her $10 million, she's still not coming over. But now it's not just an end there. Now none of the guys are coming over. So Big announced that he's not going to be part of the new episodes.
What?
And Steve's not going to work there either. So there's no love interest. It's just going to be Harry. It's like,
yeah, what is happening? I'm over it.
Like, we don't need to reboot that bad if no one wants to do it. It's literally just fucking Sarah Jessica Parker, her character Carrie's fucking annoying as hell anyway. It's like all the good
over it.
The love interest, like, there's no good parts of it. What are we going to watch them go to brunch and take Boniva? They're 50.
Over it. Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, no one wants to sign up. Like, I can't imagine how bad it's going to be that no one wants the money. It's like they're all getting millions of dollars. I mean, I don't think that Big would get $1 million an episode, but still.
So strange.
My last story of the day, I'm going to play something.
Snorts coke in the bathroom at parties, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so the Real Housewives.
Wait, I have to still watch it, but tell the tape. I
have to watch it. It's so good.
Oh my God.
Real Housewives of New Jersey premiered this week on Bravo.
Get it, girls.
Season 11. Congratulations, girls. You're killing it in the game. And they did not disappoint. They did not disappoint. These Jersey girls went fucking hard. Hot messes. And I never watched the full seasons. I always like pop in and there, and I see like episodes here and there. But this time I really want to watch it because it just seems like a real messy episode, real messy season, and I'm really excited for it. So I TiVo'd it. I mean, I put it on the computer. So this week it is Jackie Schneider's husband's birthday party, and they have in some parking lot in New Jersey somewhere. And they're all hanging out there, and then Teresa shows up, who's one of my favorites. She shows up, and she's, you know, she doesn't really drink, and she just, you know, as we know, she had, this is coming off her divorce, her husband was deported, now she's, you know, she's lightly dating around at this point in the series. She's not with her real new boyfriend. They just bought a house together, by the way.
Oh.
So they're all at this birthday party, and they're all showing up and whatever. And then Teresa starts drinking. Teresa doesn't normally like get bombed. Like, you know, she'll drink a little wine here and there, but she's like drinking, slamming tequila drinks. And all of a sudden she starts going around telling everyone, she goes, did you hear? And about this guy's birthday, this guy's name, I think his name's Glenn or Gary. I don't know his name. The guy's birthday, Jackie's husband. And so she goes around, she's like, did you hear that Glenn likes to fool around at the gym? And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, like, you know, he like fucks around on her at the gym. So she's like, after has a birthday party, she's going around to everyone that would stand still and sit next to her. She's going around like, did you hear that Gary's going around fucking girls at the gym? And then she's like, everyone, did you hear? Did you hear? And she's like going to everyone saying this. And everyone's like, what's wrong with her? It's just the guy's birthday party. And you're roasting him. Like, everyone was, like, still friendly with her. But, like, all her friends are like, girl, what the fuck are you doing? Get it together, bitch. But, yeah, she's just going around, bombed, telling everyone that the husband's cheating on the wife at the birthday party. So then they're all supposed to go to Lake George, which I forgot to tell you. They're all just taking a trip to Lake George.
Next up, that's our spawn.
No. So they're all going to Lake George next week. And so they said, before we go, Jackie's like, I need to confront you about something. And she goes, why would you say that about you? You don't have proof. And she goes, that's what I heard. He goes, I can't tell you who I heard it from, but that's what I heard. And she goes, maybe he is cheating on you. You know, there's a smoke, there's fire and all this stuff. And then, so then Jackie's getting so upset. I mean, I don't know what the truth is and what's not, but she's obviously getting upset. She must think that there's something there. And she's like getting like nervous about it. So then she retaliates. She goes, but that's just a rumor that you heard. She goes, so what if I told you that I heard that Gia does coke in bathrooms?
I cannot. First of all, that's crossing the line, about your kids.
Well, because she's an underage girl, and it can affect her college. It can affect her scholarships or whatever.
Terrible. I would never.
She was accused of that. She didn't really have proof, but she was using that as an analogy. So everyone's saying she made a bad analogy, trying to say you only heard a rumor. But she went below the belt with it. I mean, neither of them were correct on doing things. It's, you know, it makes really good television, and I am now hooked to see what happened. But Jersey Housewives premieres Thursday. When's it happen? On Wednesdays, maybe.
We should get Melissa on or Teresa.
Yes, we should get them on to set the record straight.
Okay, let's do it.
That'd be fun.
I got to catch up.
Yes. Yeah,
all right. So we are going to go relax because we are still recovering. But by next podcast, we should be all good, Squirrel. We should be recovered.
I'm hoping that this just ends here and I wake up tomorrow and it's a brand new day and I can get my dick looked at. And
yeah, everyone, please pray for Joey's beach.
Yeah.
And my because he definitely ruined it.
Yeah, there's like crusties all over it.
Sick. All right, we love you guys so much. Thank you for your love and support, and thank you for respecting our privacy at this time. And we just really appreciate your support because you guys are our crusaders, and we love you so much. To COVID, Marae, Edition, and Chris.
So long.
It's happening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.